Tuesday morning, Dan and for Dave on breakfast through until 10. Simon taking over thereafter. Now, let's give you some facts that might shock you, okay? There have been over 8,000 dog bites on children in the last 5 years. Dogs Trust Education officers are hoping this week to teach more than 7,500 children how to be dog smart. The charity's revealed 10 easy steps to help kids remember how to stay safe around dogs. And we should have Kelly Craig with us from the Dogs Trust. She's the Education and Community Officer. Morning to you, Kelly.
Good morning.
How are you? You all right?
Yeah, very well. How are you doing?
Not too bad. Enjoying the sun?
Yeah, can't complain.
No.
This morning.
This is the thing, you can't complain at all. Talking of the sun, summer holidays are fast approaching. The weather is pretty much tropical, and I imagine that kids are going to start spending more time outside, possibly with the family pet or interacting with pets in the public. Should parents be worried by those statistics? 8,000 children in the last 5 years bitten by dogs.
Yeah, I mean, obviously dog ownership's on the increase as well, so we've got to remember that. I wouldn't say worried in the sense that there's a lot we can do, and that's what we're here to do, is to prevent that. So our Be Dog Smart campaign we launched 2 years ago, and it's offering, safety guidance and tips for families and teachers and children on how to prevent bites from happening, because generally speaking, dogs don't just bite for no reason. Mm. There's often a reason that's happening. So as like you said, we've got lots of top tips. So making sure, children don't disturb dogs when they're sleeping, making sure they don't disturb them when they're eating, or tease dogs. Remembering dogs can get stressed and anxious, just like us. So never putting a dog in a situation where they're really allowed to bite. So preventing all that. And then obviously, like you said, this summer's a wonderful time to be out with our four-legged friends, enjoying them, and they offer huge benefits, as I know as a dog owner. They're fabulous animals to be around as well.
Absolutely. I mean, another statistic that was sent through, Dogs Trust have received almost 150 calls in the last 5 months alone from parents who were suggesting they want to give up their pets. Would you say that was the answer, or like you say, are there some really simple steps that can be put into place to eliminate that risk?
Of course. I mean, Dogs Trust are there in those situations to help people that feel the need. They need to, give up their dog. That's what we're here to help. But obviously, we encourage people to try their best to make it work, because it's, stressful for a dog to have to move from home to somewhere else. So ideally, if through our campaign, we can teach, a handful of people some of our messages, that's really great, because we just want people to enjoy dogs happily and safely. And like I said, these top tips we can find on our Be Dog Smart website, but things even as simple as being in the park. Not all children have dogs or want to have dogs, but you're going to encounter them in most parks. So making sure we don't approach them when there's no owner, making sure we let the dog sniff our hands so that the dog doesn't get a shock, when we say hello to them. And if a dog runs up to them in the park, standing really still, staying calm, crossing your arms in an X over your chest to protect your heart and bringing the fingers and thumbs in, and just being boring, basically. And then the dog will hopefully get bored of you and naturally leave you alone. So some of these little tips, that the more we can encourage children to do, and then they get out there. And often I visit a school and then I revisit a year after, and children have all these anecdotes of how the tips have helped, how they've not been chased because they did what we call it, the X factor. So crossing the arms over the chest, they did the X factor, or they've asked an owner and they feel much more happy now when they stroke a new dog. So all this is really important to get out there.
Do you think there's any breeds, we hear sort of bad press about certain breeds of dog and some amazing press about other breeds of dog. Do you think there's any that children would find are more likely to attack? Or is the message that, whatever we think, however domesticated we think our dogs are, they all need to be treated with respect across the board, because they are essentially wild animals?
Well, you're right. No dog is born dangerous. They're all born and shaped and guided by their owners, and they are what we make them. And I know I'm an owner of a Staffordshire Bull Terrier rescue, and she's my education dog. She comes into schools with me, and she's big and often gets sadly bad press. Really unfortunate for her. But once children see past that and they see that actually in my hands, she's a very well-behaved dog because I've given her that guidance and training and patience, and actually they see past that, potentially some of them are a bit scared of the tougher exterior and things like that. Mm. Get to know them, because we shouldn't be judging books by their covers, and that's a real important message we want to give children. And also, making sure we do have that exact same treatment regardless of what something looks like, because you know, our attitude and our reactions, if we are more nervous of certain breeds, can cause a situation to escalate. Mm. So it's just making sure we do the same and have that same attitude regardless of breed, you know, regardless of something, you know, the something looks like. So yeah, very important to make sure we don't judge something or worry about something more just by the way it looks.
Absolutely. Tell us a bit about the Dog Smart Awareness Week then. So the scheme began a couple of years ago, but this is the first sort of national week, if you like. Do you find that it's changed perceptions over time?
Yeah, so like I said, we have some really fantastic anecdotes throughout the UK that we've seen a huge amount of more confidence around dogs, more understanding of how to act. Over the last 2 years, we've delivered 6,555 workshops. We've reached, you know, nearly 200,000 children across the UK with these messages. So it's just sifting through these, you know, getting them out there, making sure children take home all our literature. We give them guides and pens, which they love very much. It has a little banner that comes out. So very exciting for them to take home and share. Mm. And we encourage them to share at least three to four facts with siblings and family. So all this is going to ensure that we have happier and safer communities, you know, all around. And remembering that the press sometimes only pick up on the negative stories.
Exactly.
There's also really good stuff being done, like my dog that comes with me to schools and others, and, you know, fantastic jobs that dogs do in the community. So there's also real positives, you know, things that dogs can give us too.
And what I really love is that it's not a case of going to schools and sort of bombarding children with information. There's an amazing acronym as well that's been created with 10 really simple tips, and actually reading through them, tips that would pretty much cover all bases, I think is safe to say. Do you find that that's an easy way for kids to learn?
Yeah, so with our workshops, you know, we've over the years developed them to be really interactive and very much not preaching to them or telling them to love dogs. It's really getting them to do the work and them to think. So we provide loads of resources and picture cards, and we show videos and they have discussions and debates and all these acronyms and little top tips like the X factor, standing still, crossing your arms over your chest, you know, all these little kind of easy, quick ways, and children are really receptive to our messages. They come up with, they're the best teachers, they come up with the best things, you know, and then they also develop their own little ways of remembering things, and we do lots of role plays and things with my dog or stuffed dogs if we use, you know, we education officers often use, you know, toy dogs as well, and we make it as fun and interactive. So even if they were a little bit nonchalant or not that kind of fussed about us coming in the first place, by the end, generally they're really excited and they leave with a real kind of positive attitude towards dogs by the end. So
which is exactly what you want. Exactly what you want. If there's any schools listening or any teachers listening, you were saying off air that there's, you know, there's ways they can book sessions, ways that they can bring you guys into their schools. How would they go about doing that?
So if they go to www.bedogsmart.org.uk, that's our specific Be Dog Smart website. Mm-hmm. But our generic one for our workshops is learnwithdogstrust.org.uk.
Okay.
So we've just recently launched a really new kind of exciting website. So we've got lots of tips and also literature and resources they can use, but they can book a session with any local education and community officer across the country. They're all free, the workshops, and they're, you know, can be tailored to the curriculum as well. So you can have a Be Dog Smart session and something else. So really lots of scope to ensure that these dog bite stats decrease and dog ownership, you know, is as positive and happy experience as possible for everyone.
Exactly what you want. Look, Hayley, thank you for spending some time with us today. What would your outgoing message be if people are thinking, do you know what, I really fancy getting involved with that, and sort of celebrating is maybe the wrong word, but getting involved with the Awareness Week. What would your message to dog owners, and especially dog owners with children, be?
Well, you know, be dog smart.
Exactly.
Just be smart, be safe, and just remember, like, dogs are they're man's best friend. So we've got to remember, as much as sometimes we have stats that are a bit negative, you know, they're man's best friend. They are, for me, my dog is anyway, the best, most loyal companion there. So just enjoy them and smile and be dog smart always.
Exactly. Brilliant. Kelly, thank you so much for having a chat to us. And like I say, if you want to find out more information, you've got those websites, and also about Dogs Trust in general, dogstrust.org.uk, to look at the fantastic job that you guys at Dogs Trust do. So enjoy the rest of your really sunny day, Kelly. We're not jealous at all. We can see the sun. sort of out the window. But you can take your lovely little dog and you can go for a walk in the park and enjoy the rest of your sunny day.
We will do. You too. Thanks.
Brilliant.
A lot for
Thanks, Kelly. That's Kelly from the Dogs Trust talking to you about the Be Dog Smart Awareness Week, a fantastic campaign to get loads of people really engaging with their dog and teaching their kids, you know, sort of best practice, if you like, for looking after their dog and interacting with them in public.